Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Big night coming up July 5th. I mean, with all the All-Star festivities coming up, this is an All-Star night for Indians fans. The book is The Return of Rocky Colavito, and then they will have a night about the book, and it's called The Night Featuring the All-Time Great Cleveland Indians Player. The author, Mark Sommer, will be there. Bobby D is the moderator. They're going to have Sam McDowell there. Vern Fuller is going to be there, too. So there are so many people who are going to be at this event. So let's go right now to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline, and let's bring in our guests. Both Mark Sommer, who is the author of the book. Hi, Mark. How are you?
Hi. Nice to be there.
Well, thank you for joining us today. And the great Rocky Colavito is on the line, too. Hi, Rocky. How are you?
I'm fine. How about you?
Well, good. It's just an honor to be able to talk to you, and let's talk a little bit about the book. So, Mark, let's start with you. Mark, tell me about the book and what's behind it and what's behind this night as well.
Sure. The book is Rocky Colavito, Cleveland's Iconic Slugger. It's the first biography written about Rocky in like a half a century. Rocky, as I'm sure many of your listeners know, was a great star during the golden era of baseball. And Rocky was also one of the most popular ball players to ever wear a Cleveland Indians uniform. In 1960, in April, day of infamy, April 17th, Rocky was traded, really, just as he was coming into his own. He was the home run champion for the Cleveland Indians. His play had helped boost attendance by 834,000 from one year to the next. And out of the blue, the general manager there, Frank Wayne, one of the great villains in Cleveland sports history, traded Rocky off to Detroit, and he traded the home run champ Colavito for the batting champ, pretty much a single-sitting ball player, Harvey Keene, a very good ball player, but, you know, didn't have the charisma of Rocky, lasted all of one season with the Indians. And after that, the team went into a 34-year period of futility that's sometimes referred to as the curse of Colavito.
Rocky, it is a curse.
that's always tickled me.
I always thought it was interesting, except I lived through the pain of you not being here. The one thing that I always thought was interesting, Rocky, as good as you were, and you were terrific after you were traded to Detroit, and you know then you came back to Cleveland for a while, but the legend of
you...
You're welcome. The legend of you in Cleveland, I think, grew exponentially because you were traded. I wonder what things would have been like both for you and for the Indians had you been here. But boy, your legend grew exponentially because of that trade.
Well, I'll tell you how I really felt. I met some really beautiful people in Detroit. But I really think my numbers would have been better and I would have been synonymous with the town of Cleveland, which I am a little bit. I think people think of me more as a Cleveland Indian player than anybody else, even though I played for 16. But I'll tell you what, I think much more so my numbers would have been better, and I think I would have played longer because we were happy in Cleveland. We had a nice home rented, and maybe I would have bought. I don't know, you know. But I really feel it would have been advantageous to me to stay in Cleveland.
Rocky, the last 2 years in Cleveland before the trade, in 1958, you were 24. You hit 41 home runs, drove in 113. The next year, you led the league with 42 home runs. You drove in 111. The last thing I'm thinking that's probably going through your mind is that, well, I'm going to be traded from the Indians. What did you think when you were told you were traded?
Well, you know, I'll tell you what. I heard a rumor earlier, you know, because we were having a contract problem with Franklin, but I heard earlier, I heard a rumor that I might get traded for Harvey Keene, but then I never heard it again. So I chased it out of my mind, and I didn't even think about it anymore. But the shock was when you see a manager coming to you, and you're on base, at first base, and I thought, oh, boy. I said, I'm going to get the rest of the day off because we were traveling and we were dressing in a hotel. So when he came walking up to me and he said to me, Rocky, that's the last time you'll bat in a Cleveland uniform. Of course, he was wrong. But anyway, he said, you've been traded to the Detroit Tigers for Harvey Keene. Well, I could have fell on the base right there because I was shocked. I was so shocked. And Herbie Score, my dear friend and roommate, was sitting against the light tower poles and along with Johnny Klipstein, who was our reliever. And I walked, they put a pinch runner in for me, and I walked past them to get a cab to the hotel. And I said, Rumi, I just been traded. And he said to me, he said, come on. He said, don't say that stuff, you know? I said, no, I said, I mean it. I just been traded. I said, I'm out of the game. I'm going back to the hotel. And he said about two or three different times, come on, you know, stop that stuff. I said, okay, Rumi. And I walked, I left, because I couldn't convince. And that was the way it all happened.
Hey, can you go back and talk a little bit about, you said there were some contract issues going on, and I think it's, I mean, to hear the numbers today of how small that money seems right now about the contract and what led to the trade and part of that, can you explain what that was all about?
Well, yeah, sure. I'd be happy to. You know, like you said, I hit 42 home runs. I was a co-leader of home runs in a home run championship, And here this guy is offering me, he wanted to offer me $2,000. But Nate Wallach, who was the PR guy at that time, public relations guy, and he said, you know, you're going to have a problem. You offer him $2,000 because he ain't going to stand for it. He told him that. I heard that come back to me many times. And so he offered me $4,000 for leading the league in home runs. And I thought that was outrageous. And, of course, we went around and around, and then he offered, I can't even remember exactly the number he offered, and he said, and if you have a good year, I'll give you the money back. I'll give you more money. So I didn't sign right then, but I waited a while, and then I agreed to a contract. I think it was for... 13,000 raise or something like that.
54,000 somewhere around there.
I'm sorry.
Was it 54,000?
I don't think it was quite that.
Wasn't that much?
I can say that it wasn't anywhere close.
It wasn't close to that.
It was either 28,000 or in the mid 30s, and that was it.
Well, the Indians just spent $4,000 on baseball. I'm buying baseballs 10 minutes ago. It's crazy. It's crazy to think that.
Mark knows better than I do. I don't know. I told him all that stuff on the phone when I was fresh and younger by about a year. But anyway, I think I was making 28, and he finally offered me 35. I think that's what it was. Is that right?
Yeah, I think that's right. Yeah, Rocky.
Yeah, so then,
the most Rocky ever made was $68,000.
That's correct.
You look at what players make today, and you know that's what they spend on toothpaste or something. You know, it's just in comparison, it's kind of a joke.
Rocky Colavito and Mark Sommer joining us, and Mark has written a book on Rocky, Cleveland's iconic slugger. Mark, how did you and Rocky get hooked up on this, and what inspired you?
One day I was just online searching different things. I looked up Rocky's career. I had read a book about Rocky when I was a teenager, and Rocky was one of my favorite players growing up. Like so many people, I used to hold my bat up high like Rocky did. And I was surprised that there had not been a book written about him since 1966. And I was aware of how beloved Rocky has always been in Cleveland. And I got in touch with the Indians. One thing led to another. I started to talk to Rocky, started taking notes from the very first day, had a publisher immediately interested, and that's how the book came to be. The event, by the way, that we're having on July 5th during All-Star Week
is really a way to coinciding with the book's release, it's a way to really celebrate Rocky's career and what he's meant to Cleveland. And it gives people a chance to, you know, be in the State Theater with Rocky, to ask him questions, to listen and tell all kinds of fascinating stories about his career. You know, he, unlike some great athletes that have played in Cleveland, like, you know, LeBron James or Jim Tomei, Rocky never wanted to leave Cleveland. He was traded twice, but if he had had his way, he would have stayed in Cleveland his whole career. And I think fans appreciate that about him. And so this is a night with, you know, Sam McDowell and Vern Fuller, two of Rocky's teammates, John Adams, the Bleacher drummer, Bob DiBiasio of the Indians, who's going to be like the host and moderator. It's a great opportunity to come together and for fans to see Rocky in kind of a, you know, once-in-a-lifetime event.
And that's coming up July 5th at the State Theater right here at Playhouse Square. Rocky, take a look at the game today. And what do you think about so much that has gone on in the game? You know, there are so many stats. There's so many analytics. Launch angle's a huge thing now. It just doesn't seem like it's just, can you play baseball anymore? And maybe it should be. I don't know. What do you think about the state of the game today?
Well, I agree with that. If you're saying about a baseball game is a baseball game. When I went to a ball game, I went early to see infield practice, which I heard that they don't hardly have anymore. Especially, they say that the outfielders don't throw from the outfield. I just can't get over that stuff. I mean, all these extra things are fine, but the game comes first. I mean, that's what you go to the ballpark, is to see a Major League Baseball game. At least that's what I did. And in our time, when I played, the people didn't care much about all the side effects, so to speak, and they came to see you play. And the ones that were big fans of yours, like for me, they sat in the right field, and they let me know that they were big fans. And I dearly appreciated that because I felt very close to the fans. I always did.
Rocky, and just listening to you just now, you hold it as a badge of honor, the curse, right? I mean, I wonder how that would make me feel if somebody said, there's a curse of me in a city, and Terry Pluto wrote the book.
Because they traded me.
Yeah, because they traded me. You look at that as a badge of honor, don't you?
I look at it as a what?
A badge of honor, like something that you can smile about. Yeah.
I love that they wrote that. I mean, it ain't true, but I thought it was outstanding, you know, that I put a curse on him. And it gave me something to deny, you know. I didn't put any curse on nobody. You know,
yeah, I went to Rocky, isn't it more like the curse of Frank Lane? He said, yeah, that
I would curse.
That's true. Gentlemen, thank you both very much. Rocky, we're looking forward to seeing you here in town. Mark, best of luck with the book as well. The night is called The Return of Rocky Colavito. Sam McDowell will be there. Vern Fuller will also be there. Mark Summers is going to read part of the book while he's there. It's at the State Theater, July 5th at 7:30. Tickets are available. PlayhouseSquare.org. Is that the best place to go, Mark?
That's correct. Also, the Playhouse Square ticket office, or they can call 216-241-6000.
Gentlemen, thank you very much. It's been an honor talking to you, Mr. Colavito. Thank you very much.
Thank you,
sir.
Awesome. Mark,
right.
Call me.
Thank you.
All right. Sounds good. And, of course, he was on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.